And it is 7.06 a.m. We're broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. In studio, our good friend, all-star panelist, Carol Swain. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
Well, we're going to turn your microphone on. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning. Good morning, Tennessee. It's a great day to be on Michael's show.
And good morning, Crom, the original all-star panelist.
Greetings, kind sir.
Well, what a terrific performance you had on Mike Huckabee's show on Saturday night. I watched it, man. You knocked it out of the park. And I must say, you brought to my attention, you wore, a red dress with white shoes. And that was a big fashion hit.
No, red pantsuit. Red pantsuit. My trademark pantsuit. But this time, I paired a white blouse with white shoes.
Very good. See, now, Crom and I are laughing because we are like fashion idiots,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
But Carol, you are on top of it, but you look great. And
thank
you had
you.
A terrific performance. We want to talk in this segment and next segment about the primary on August 4th, the specifically the 5th Congressional District GOP primary, which is hotly contested. The outcome hangs in doubt. It's gone from a safe Democrat district to a likely Republican district. It includes parts of Davidson, Williamson, and Wilson counties, all of Murray, Marshall, and Lewis counties. Right now, it looks to be like a neck-and-neck race between Andy Ogles, mayor of Murray County, and former Speaker of the Tennessee House, Beth Harwell, with a likely third-place finish, it seems, Kurt Winstead. And then in fourth place, looks like Jeff Byerlin. That's what it looks like to me. I haven't seen any polls, but just hearing people talk. Carol, would you like to share something about your thoughts on the 5th Congressional District?
I do. In fact, Michael, that's why I came in this morning.
Well, there you go.
Like a lot of people who are conservative, I supported Andy Ogles, from the beginning, because he seemed like the perfect conservative candidate. We all knew him. And I made, for my budget, what I considered a large donation to his campaign. Not like the size that Crom would make or you, Michael. But it was a lot of money for me. And I'd like a refund.
Why is that, Carol?
Because I'm so disappointed. I'm disappointed in, first this basic thing about filing your financial reports on time. It troubles me that the candidate has a pattern of not doing that. And this is something that's important. And then the vote that was missed in Murray County, the budget, I was concerned about that.
So he vetoed the budget.
Right.
And when the county commission met recently to override that veto, he did not show up.
Yeah, and I think that he's still, a leader that should have been there.
Mm-hmm.
Face
the fire, I suppose, right?
Pardon?
Make his case.
Yes, I think so. We need that. And so I feel like if you can't be faithful in the small things, that you should not be trusted with a bigger job. And I decided to vote for Beth Harwell because she's a known quantity. I don't always agree with Beth, but she always, has had an open door.
1 minute.
She's a person, that you can talk with her. She thinks through issues, and we're probably in agreement at least 80-85% of the time. And I don't expect to be in 100% agreement with anyone.
Well, that's some pretty big news, Carol. We'll talk about that with Crom when we get back. And by the way, when it comes to the 5th Congressional District, I don't have a dog in the hunt other than I think Kurt Winstead is probably liberal. And I think the three candidates, Beth Harwell, Andy Ogles, Jeff Byerlin, those three would probably be pretty strong in their voting records. But nonetheless, what you just said, pretty significant, Carol. We'll have more when we get back. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.